I'm David Cataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. Sanford Gifford's 1867 painting, Morning in the Adirondacks, is both an image of the grandeur of American nature and man's transformation of it. The painting depicts a cozy log cabin built at the frontier of a secluded mountain landscape. Majestic peaks caressed by low-drifting clouds loom above a tranquil lake, while near the cabin, tiny human figures stir by the shore. The remote and pristine quality of the wilderness is interrupted by splintered tree stumps at the lower left, a clear indication of the human presence in this landscape. As two men prepare to launch a canoe at the water's edge, our eye is drawn to a second boat that has already ventured ahead, boldly traversing the seemingly endless passage before it. By the time Gifford made this painting in the years right after the Civil War, the northeastern states were becoming highly industrialized. For some, this development prompted nostalgia for the pioneering traditions of the past. Morning in the Adirondacks is a beautiful example of such wistful reminiscence, and one of the Spencer's most important American paintings. With thanks to Joanna Sternberg for her text, from the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Cataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas. Made possible in part by Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, featuring fine and custom-designed jewelry for all occasions, serving KPR listeners for over 20 years from its location at 833 Massachusetts in historic downtown Lawrence.